Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering the IELTS speaking test, describe a public health issue in your country. The IELTS speaking test assesses your ability to communicate effectively in English through a conversation with an examiner. This test comprises three parts: introduction and interview, long turn, and two-way discussion. The examiner evaluates your fluency, coherence, lexical resource, grammatical range, and pronunciation. Anticipating the question, "Describe a public health issue in your country," is crucial due to the relevance and frequency of health-related topics in IELTS tests. This article provides a comprehensive guide, complete with sample questions and answers, to help you excel. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. Common questions. What is a current public health concern in your country? How do people in your country typically address health issues? What kind of healthcare services are available in your community? Sample question and answer. Question: What is a current public health concern in your country? Answer: A significant public health concern in my country currently is the rise in air pollution, particularly in urban areas. The adverse effects include respiratory illnesses, cardiovascular diseases, and a general decline in the quality of life. The government has initiated various measures like promoting public transportation and green spaces to mitigate this issue. Part 2. Long turn. Cue card. Describe a public health issue in your country. You should say what the issue is, what causes this issue, what effects it has had on the population, and explain what measures have been taken to address this issue. Sample answer. One of the most pressing public health issues in my country is the prevalence of diabetes. This condition has reached epidemic levels due to various factors, including poor dietary habits, sedentary lifestyle, and genetic predispositions. The effects on the population are severe and include chronic complications such as kidney failure, heart disease, and loss of productivity. To combat this growing problem, the government has launched awareness campaigns and community health programs that promote healthy eating and regular exercise. Additionally, there has been a push to increase access to routine medical checkups and improve healthcare infrastructure. Public places have seen upgrades like more pedestrian-friendly zones and parks to encourage physical activity. Follow-up questions. Why do you think diabetes has become such a widespread issue? What role do schools and workplaces have in addressing public health issues? Sample answer. Diabetes has become widespread due to modern sedentary lifestyles and the availability of unhealthy food options. People are increasingly consuming fast food and spending long hours in front of screens, which contributes to obesity and, subsequently, diabetes. Schools and workplaces play a crucial role in addressing public health issues by incorporating wellness programs and promoting a balanced diet and regular exercise among students and employees. These institutions can be instrumental in instilling healthy habits from a young age. Part 3. Two-way discussion. Sample discussion. Examiner, how do public health initiatives compare between urban and rural areas in your country? Candidate, in urban areas, public health initiatives are generally more advanced with better access to healthcare facilities and more comprehensive awareness campaigns. However, rural areas often lag behind due to limited resources and healthcare personnel. Efforts are being made to bridge this gap through mobile health units and telemedicine services. What more can the government do to improve public health? The government could increase funding to healthcare services, particularly in rural and underserved areas. Additionally, introducing stricter regulations on food quality and enhancing healthcare education can significantly benefit overall public health. High-scoring vocabulary and phrases. Key terms and their usage. Prevalence, the fact or condition of being prevalent. Example: the prevalence of diabetes has skyrocketed in recent years. It's characterized by much sitting and little physical exercise. Example: a sedentary lifestyle is a significant contributor to health issues like obesity and heart disease. Epidemic, a widespread occurrence of an infectious disease in a community at a particular time. Example: the diabetes epidemic is a serious concern that needs immediate attention. Cardiovascular, relating to the circulatory system, which comprises the heart and blood vessels. Example: high levels of air pollution can lead to cardiovascular diseases. Exam preparation tips. Practice speaking regularly. Engage in regular conversations with fluent English speakers or use language learning platforms. Expand your vocabulary. Make a habit of learning new words and phrases related to common IELTS topics. Record yourself. Listening to your recorded responses allows you to identify areas that need improvement. Mock tests. Participate in mock tests to get accustomed to the exam format and time constraints. By following these guidelines and practicing with the provided materials, you can enhance your speaking abilities and improve your IELTS speaking score. For further practice and mastering complex topics, you might also find these articles useful. Describe a time when you had to challenge a norm. Describe a place you go to for exercise. By implementing these practices, you can confidently approach the IELTS speaking test and aim for a high band score. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.